This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
My guest today is Zeev Turner. He is the CEO of OWC Pharmaceutical Research Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OWCP. OWC Pharmaceutical Research Company, through its wholly owned Israel subsidiary, one word, cannabis, conducts medical research and clinical trials to develop cannabis-based pharmaceuticals and treatments for different conditions. Zeev, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You know, give us a little background of how you got interested in this market and how you became a part of the OWCP.
Well, I'm a techie. I used to work for telecom companies all of my life. Someday, you know, you talk to some friends, you see an opportunity, you believe and you research and you study and you say, well, this is going to be, you know, like the next internet of pharma. And I want to be there. And I believed it in all my heart. And I also became a licensed patient in Israel for medical cannabis and due to back injuries that I have. And I believe that cannabis can be a fantastic natural relief for many different medical illnesses. And, you know, and started to investigate, to look around, who do we know in the industry? And that's how I got to meet people. And I met Dr. Yehuda Baruch, who was actually retiring at the time from being the head of the medical cannabis program in Israel. He led the program. Actually, he's the one who implemented the entire thing in Israel, and he did it for 10 years. He treated more than 15,000 patients single-handed. And as a trained psychiatrist, you know, that has seen so many different medical problems, couldn't be anyone better than him.
Absolutely.
And started to look into it, and that's what came to us, how we actually saw a vision. And this is how we decided what would be our role in this.
So, you know, speaking of vision, what is your company's vision and mission?
Our vision is to see cannabis accepted by health ministers and officers worldwide, you know, as something validated to give to patients. We honestly believe that the only way to do so is to convince physicians and healthcare offices with clinical data. And clinical data comes from studies, real studies, backed up by approved IRBs, approved medical protocols. We follow regulations, we follow everything that needs to be done. And with that data, it will be easier for us to convince most of the people who oppose cannabis that there's something behind it. It's real. Right now, it's a gap that still needs to be overcome because cannabis is treated around the world still as a voodoo medicine.
Right, right.
And this is what we saw. You know, that's what we saw. This could be our angle with the expertise we have from Dr. Baruch. And we have an amazing biofacilities and bio-research and scientists in Israel. And cannabis is easy to be studied in Israel through hospitals. And we are doing our studies in the biggest hospital in Israel, you know, and that's what we say, that this is the message we need to bring to the market.
Absolutely.
Results.
Well, one of the reasons why I asked you to come on the show today, I wanted to talk about your sublingual tablet. Where are we at in the process of that? I know it helps out fibromyalgia, migraines, cirrhosis, psoriasis. Can you tell us a little bit about where we at in the tablet form?
Yeah, absolutely. It took us a while, but we completed the research and the development of the soluble tablet. Just to make it understood with my poor English, this tablet is dissolved orally. You don't swallow it, you don't chew on it, it just dissolves. We used a bit of sweeteners, it's a bit sweet, and it's being absorbed through your inner cheeks directly to your bloodstream. This is what we believe is the second fastest absorption rate, or what we say bioavailability, for active cannabinoids after smoking a joint. And smoking a joint, you know, it's nice, but it's not really a medical delivery system.
Right.
We have tons of issues with that. So this is why we came out with, we said we need something to be as fast as smoking, but not smoking. And we came up with this soluble tablet that does the work almost instantly. And we are designing it to be used with some of our studies, as you mentioned, with multiple myeloma, which is a blood cancer, with fibromyalgia, which is a rheumatic issue, it's a severe pain issue, and post-traumatic syndrome disorder, PTSD.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll have, you know, hopefully in the future we'll be also able to do migraines, severe migraines.
I was going to say, you say the tablet is ready. So when are we going to actually bring that out to the commercial form, and when are those revenues going to fall on the balance sheet?
Exactly. So what we need to do is, since we just completed it recently, right now we are working to find local partners in several states in the United States. We already have a very strong partner from Maryland, and we are going to work with them also to find partners to be able to manufacture locally our tablets. I have to remember that according to the laws in the states right now, Schedule 1, it is not possible to move active cannabinoids with a THC higher than 0.3% between states. So that makes us a manufacturer that in each and every state. So this is what we're doing. We're looking for local partners to do it with us, to do the business together, and we see what kind of additional, you know, information we need to bring to the market, how we need to teach the market. And before we do that, because right now we're looking at all the regulations that needs to be followed, we are also starting to do that parallel in Israel. The Israeli market was deregulated a few months ago, and is going to make a huge change in cannabis treatment in a few months. And we are also working to get this into the Israeli market. Hopefully in a few months we'll see the soluble tablet already on the shelves in selected states in the United States.
So 60 to 90 days, we could possibly see the tablet on the shelf. That's great.
I would say a bit longer, but I'd say a bit longer than that, but let's say the beginning of next year.
My guest today is Ziv Turner. He is the CEO of OWC Pharmaceutical Research Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OWCP. I also wanted to ask you about the loan or the merger with Medmar. I think they gave you guys $300,000.
Yeah, that is correct. It's kind of a royalty advance. It's a loan that we took to complete our psoriasis cream to get it to the market. We are paying that back from royalties that we need to get from selling the cream. Medmar has the rights to produce and manufacture and sell the cream in the States. And, you know, they've been very supportive of us. They are true believers in medical cannabis and the market. And we are very, very blessed to have them as partners. They've shown tremendous support.
You know, what are some of the company's premium products that you have out in the market space? Can you elaborate a little bit more on the cream one that you were talking about?
Yes. Skin diseases can be treated with cannabis extracts. This is a known fact, and there are many evidence. We took one medical condition, which is called psoriasis, and we decided to test it on that specific problem. We created the lotion, and the lotion is infused with active cannabinoids, with our dosage, recommended dosage, and a ratio of active cannabinoids. This is supposed to treat psoriasis on different severity. Right now we are testing that efficacy to see what is the recommended dosage and you know, what kind of severity it can handle and to which extent. And we are also in parallel doing safety protocol on the healthy volunteers. And those protocols will be, once completed, will be available for the public to view. We're going to use that data to start manufacturing and sell that in the States. Just for you to understand what it means in the States, You have around 8 million patients right now in the States with different level of psoriasis. There is nothing available over the counter for everyone to come and buy. We believe that there is a great efficacy to cannabis extracts, and we wanted to look for a very easy to use and very nice and cream that people can actually use it on the skin, and hopefully it will work as expected, and we can actually do more studies with the cream with different ratios on other skin diseases.
My guest today is Ziv Turner. He is the CEO of OWC Pharmaceutical Research Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OWCP. In closing here, Mr. Turner, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Yes, I want to thank everyone for supporting cannabis for medical treatments. I really hope that, this genie on the road that says it's a voodoo medicine will disappear in the future once companies like One World Cannabis and other companies will prove clinical data behind it. As a young company, as a startup company, we are working very hard, and we hope to meet the market expectations. We have fantastic advantages as we see them, and hopefully very soon messages of data solutions for different illnesses with medical cannabis will be available from One World Cannabis.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. The company that we're highlighting today is OWC Pharmaceutical Research. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OWCP. Mr. Turner, thank you for stopping by. We really do appreciate it. I wish you nothing but the best. And we're going to get back with you guys in a couple of months to see where you guys are at.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I'd be happy to come back.